1 Corinthians 12. Let's read again verse 28. God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles and gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. We said governments is the gift of the pastor. These are ministry gifts given to the church so that the church can pull together, can grow up and accomplish the work assigned to her. And these are important gifts. And we reverence the office as well as the person who fills that office. Now, I want you to see this word helps. Now, I don't want to be too profound, but the gift of helps is people who help. Now, turn back to Exodus. Anytime God places a ministry gift in our presence and gives that minister a task to accomplish in a people to draw from, he places in that body helpers. God spoke to Moses in the burning bush. You remember that. He called Moses out to lead the people. Moses was the leader. He didn't call another. And yet Moses found out without helpers, he couldn't fulfill the task assigned to him. There is, in Exodus, a barrage of helpers given to Moses. Now, those helpers weren't taken over for Moses. They were standing by Moses' side. They were seeing the same vision that Moses had. They were there to see that Moses could do what God asked him to do. Then chapter 17, this is after they crossed the Red Sea, came out of Egypt, headed to the Promised Land. Verse 8, then came Amalek and fought with Israel and Rephidim. Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men, go out, fight with Amalek tomorrow, and I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did that 17:10 as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. And they took a stone, put it under him. He sat thereon. Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands. The one on the one side, the other on the other side. His hands were steady until the going down of the sun. Now, why were his hands steady? Because he had help. He had help. Moses heard from God. The assignment was Moses. Moses said, Joshua, you take the army. Go to battle. I'm going to the top of the hill. Orders from headquarters. Thus saith the Lord, this is how we're going to win. You know, different battles are won in different manners. You have to hear from heaven. You hear from the Holy Ghost. He tells you this is how we're going to do it. You know, so often we have our own plan, our own way, our own idea, our own concept. And because it's our idea, it doesn't work. And you know, the scripture in Isaiah says God's ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. If we go our way, we miss his way. If we embrace our thought, we miss his thought. Well, in order to win, we have to have his thought. And it is God's method of organization to choose out men, to give them vision, godly assignment, divine empowerment, and then to choose a people to stand by their side to make that vision come to pass. And Moses had Aaron and Hur. And Moses couldn't hold steady, his hands were too heavy. In other words, he couldn't hang in there. You ever been there? Boy, I have. Couldn't hang in there anymore. So they held his hands up. And they won because his hands were in the air. Because when his hands fell down, they began to lose the battle. Said, why did God do it that way? I don't know. But you see, I have to have God's plan. Now, if we were going to cast somebody into the lion's den, word came to us, somebody had been thrown into the lion's den, we'd have gotten troops together, stormed the palace. But that wasn't God's way. See, if we're going to win, we have to have God's plan. God said, no, let them heat the fire. It won't bother us. I'll walk into the fire, protect them, bring them out. Now, that's not man's way. That's God's way. It's supernatural. And see, ministry gifts are supernatural. They're supernatural. You know what supernatural is? Above and beyond what's normal and natural. It's beyond the way you would think, the way you would plan. Now, to stand on top of the hill with your hands in the air doesn't seem like a very good way to win a battle.